America's podcast for Wednesday, 14th of June, 2017. I'm your host, David Hayden, and today I'm joined by Deputy News Editor Al Greenwood. Hello, Al.
Hi.
Today's podcast will be on the other side of the Atlantic. INEOS announced a 2,750,000-ton-a-year propane dehydrogenation unit to be built in Europe earlier this week, and also has announced several expansion projects in Europe. What does that mean for the U.S.?
Well, it means a lot of things because these plants, these expansion projects that INEOS is building in Europe, they're going to be fed by feedstock in the United States. The propane dehydrogenation unit that's going to be fed by LPG exports from the U.S. The U.S. is already the largest, world's largest exporter of LPG. And of course, the crackers that INEOS is expanding. Two crackers, one in Norway, one in Scotland. These are ethane crackers. So that ethane, again, is going to come from the United States, either from Marcus Hook in Pennsylvania or among or the ethane terminal that Enterprise has on the U.S. Gulf Coast. So what does that say about U.S. NGL supplies? Latinos is planning to expand capacity based on U.S. supplies of NGLs. It's got to be pretty confident that those supplies are going to be available in the future.
So what's leading to that confidence?
Well, it's quite remarkable. Just the past year, we've had an incredible recovery and resurgence in U.S. oil production. What's remarkable isn't just how quickly this recovery has taken place at the low prices it's taken place. I mean, we're seeing oil production in the United States continue to recover with prices below $50 right now, $50 per barrel. But the oil, we're seeing these increases in the right places for the petrochemical industry. The Permian Basin in West Texas, the Eagle Ford in South Texas, the SCOOP and STACK plays in Oklahoma. All of these basins, all of these plays are relatively close to the U.S. petrochemical hub in the Gulf Coast. They're also well served by infrastructure, so the oil production is increasing, the NGLs from the associated gas that's increasing, all that's going to be going to the Gulf Coast. So that's providing feedstock, not just for INEOS. Remember, we have the ethane and LPG terminals on the Gulf Coast. It's also providing additional feedstock for new plant announcements here in the United States. ExxonMobil and SABIC created a joint venture. They're looking at building a integrated cracker complex in Corpus Christi. Dow Chemical wants to double capacity at its Freeport cracker. Well, I don't know, double capacity. It wants to increase it. I think it wants to increase that new capacity, that new cracker capacity to 2 million tons per year. Nova Chemical is creating a joint venture with Total and Borealis to build a cracker. Again, these are all announcements that have been made this year. You combine it with what's INEOS is going on right now. It speaks to confidence in U.S. NGL supplies. Of course, that leads to what's happening on the midstream.
So in the short term, could that confidence in U.S. feedstocks lead to more trends with these expansion projects getting announced?
Yeah, we could see some more. I guess what companies are going to have to look at is, one, will we continue to see supplies of NGLs, ethane, LPG, propane? Will we see that continue to increase? Second of all, of course, they got to see the demand. They got to see the market for the material. And third, we need to still have a reasonable gap between oil prices and gas prices. All these new projects are going to be gas-fed. They're going to be competing against oil-fed projects in the rest of the world. So there has to be a large enough spread between gas and oil prices to justify these projects in the United States, or to justify gas-based projects in other parts of the world so they can compete against the naphtha-based production.
Thanks for the update, Al.
Sure.
And thanks for listening, everyone. As always, if you're interested in more information on what's happening in the NGLs market or any of the other markets we cover, be sure to visit ICIS.com. And be sure to tune in for our next podcast.